Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. It's 3:30. We decided to have the show come on at 3:30 today due to the facts of illness. We're going to do the show for a half an hour because I don't want to, you know, start the show and then don't talk about anything. I don't know if I'm going to get any call-ins or what, but regardless, just, you know, this show here starting next Sunday is Mother's Day, so we're not going to do the show because there's a lot of people going to be taking out their loved ones, especially their moms, their wives, girlfriends, significant others, whatever. They're going to be taking them out for dinner, and that's going to be a good thing. So we decided not to do the show on Sunday. So what we're going to do today, I'm just going to be filling you guys out on what's going on with the Uplifting Communities talk show. Again, my name is John L. Brown. The show been on air now for approximately 7 years. We went from radio to television, and then from television back to radio. We used to bring people on air that's doing positive things in a community. Okay, and I thought it was pretty good, but now I want to kind of like switch it up to where, still, you know, if you want to talk about something, you know, that's really relevant to the community, or, you know, that go really do make a big impact on people's lives, well, then you can come on Uplifting Communities and talk about it. For example, let's say the drugs in the community. We got a lot of people are dying, they're getting sick and stuff because of those pills. Those pills throughout the United States is a big thing, and people are dying from that fentanyl. They got a commercial out on regular television stating one pill will kill. You know, things like that, if you guys want to talk about that. And if y'all had anybody in your family members that was affected with that, you guys can come on Uplifting Communities and share your experience with that, okay? So with the pills, with those pills, or with the narcotics or whatever, you know, or the drugs, y'all can come on Uplifting Communities talk show. And because your voice means something, you know, and so, you know, things of that nature, you can do that. You know, there's a lot of killing going on in our communities throughout the United States. If you guys want to come on the talk show and talk about that, see how we can, you know, maybe kind of like nip that in the bud. You guys are welcome to come on a talk show and talk about that. We had a big, about a month ago, it was some killing going on downtown Sacramento. You know, and Sacramento is not the only place that they steal, that is a lot of killing. And then what makes it so cold is that it's a lot of killing is amongst blacks. Blacks killing blacks. And I know that's a hard pill to swallow, coming from another black man, which is myself, talking about, you know, blacks killing blacks. And, man, look here, you know, we got to nip that crap in the bud. Everybody going to have to start taking control of their children. You know, I don't care if your kid is 50 years old. If he out there, you understand, killing other people, making other people's families' life miserable by taking one of their loved life. That ain't cool. That is not cool at all. So we can talk about things like that. We can talk about the good things that's going on in the community. The good things that's going on in the community is that a lot of young people are still getting scholarships to go to college. A lot of young people are getting businesses started. There are businesses I know. I'm talking about, when I say young people, I'm talking about people that's in their 30s on up to maybe 50 years old. Okay, they out there, they trying to do it. And there's a lot of blacks. There's lots and lots and lots of blacks are trying to do it, trying to do what they can do to help the community out. So, you know, like, we can talk about these people, you know, out there that's making a difference, you know, in a community, like giving out information on where you can go to school and get paid. Because we have a money problem in a black community. We really do. Okay, I'm talking about families that's trying to make it and stuff like that. You know, we have a money problem, so we need to, and a lot of our young people can't go to school because they can't afford going to college. They can't go to school and get a trade because even taking a trade these days, you know, it's going to cost you a lot of money. So, you know, maybe we can come up with something to where as though we can help these young people get in school and take a trade. I'm talking about a trade like carpentry, because once you become a journeyman, a carpentry, a electrician, painter, plumbing, you know, a trade like that, well, let me tell you something. Even mechanics, you know, they can make a good, decent living, our young people. I'm talking about our young people now, okay? I'm talking about our young people. We need to start introducing them to the building and trade world, you know, because college is not everything. Some people are going to go to college and some people not. We can talk about that, you know, and give some good suggestions on that. Another subject that we can talk about, you know, the music world, you know, how it's different from yesterday's world, from way back, you know, in the 60s and 70s, when they had the Temptation, the Marvin Gaye, the Dells, the Delphonics. We can talk about the difference between those two. And also we can talk about rapping and stuff like that too, you know, and help, you know, because, like, you know, we can help out. If one of your young kids have talent, they can rap or whatever, you know, we can kind of like maybe talk about that, some things to help them. So there's a lot of things that we can talk about, a whole bunch of things that we can talk about. We can talk about entertainment, you know, amongst black people. Like, I mean, we got some really good actors, you know, that comes out the black communities. I'm talking about real good actors, you know, and we can talk about how we can get some of our actors, you know, to get into the, you know, get into it, you know what I'm saying, into acting. So, you know, like I said, this show right here is only a limited time. I just wanted to come on air, you know, because I promised you guys I was going to come on air, you know, but not this Sunday coming, which is the 8th, you know, but we're going to be full blast with the talk show. And I'm going to give you guys a date right now. Let's see. Come on. Today is the 1st. Okay. Next Sunday is the is the 8th. That's Mother's Day, everybody. So make sure you take your loved one out and take them and get them some grub, you know, feed them or bring them some flowers or whatever. But starting the 15th of May, okay, we're going to be going full force and on Uplifting Communities Talk Show. Like I say, sorry I didn't, you know, I got sick yesterday, and I've been in bed for a couple of days, and I had to force myself to come out and give you guys at least 10 minutes of my time. Okay, so this going to be going out in the community. So this little small segment. So when I'm going to say good night, you guys have a beautiful rest of your day. And, you know, and next on the 15th, we're going to start, and we're going to start strong. Okay, God bless y'all, and y'all have a beautiful day.